Tabletop time!
And I'm Rob. I play Sebastian Allen. He is a bespoke that has had terrible things happen to him, and he killed his best friend, and he's wallowing in guilt, but he's got a plan to make the whole world better.
That's an apt summary.
Thank you.
And I'm Dave. I get to live out my fantasies torturing people live on camera. Oh, sorry, that came out wrong. I'm the GM!
My name is Jen. I play Eve. I am your friendly neighborhood nurse bot who has discovered that she might be falling in love.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Finally, the whole will they, won't they was really, you know, two seasons just, long. We're finally.
Yeah, first it was like, I want to murder everyone. Yeah. And then it was like, well, let's murder people together. Like,
together. Yeah. To the stars.
To the stars.
And I'm Jazza, and I'm playing Peter. I previously played Pro. Say that as many times as you can, as fast as you can.
Do it.
Previously played Pro.
No,
yeah, it's actually not easy.
I'm Peter. I previously played Pro.
Yes.
Go on. Give us some.
Bloody hard, right? And I've got a new lease on life. I'm actually really looking forward to finding my feet in the new version of my previous character. But we have a couple of orders of business to touch base on, to jump into very quickly. The first is there are little glitchy boos in our live stuff that we're slowly working away at fixing, but your Patreon support makes that possible. And we certainly appreciate anyone who supports our roleplay and makes the cool thumbnails and artwork and tech support that we
desperately need
possible. The other is a little bit of sad news. Rob is going to be leaving us in the longer term. He was actually his last day at the studio today, but he is seeing through the end of Tabletop Time Roleplay Reboot with us. But that's quite bittersweet. You won't have seen the last of him. He'll definitely be making appearances in the future for sure. But he's following another exciting career opportunity. We're very excited for you, Rob, and we're going to miss you dearly. And, I mean, speaking of the legacy people, Rob was, you know, here when Tabletop Time was, you know, Grandpa Tabletop
back in
Time.
The old days.
Yeah, back when we had to use the wooden lever crank. Do you remember that?
When
steam powered Tabletop Time.
Just constantly cranked it, otherwise the stream died. Yeah.
But that does come with every challenge or sadness comes an opportunity, and that means we're opening up to auditions. Ooh. So there is a link in the description. If there are people local to Melbourne or in Victoria, specifically eastern Melbourne, we play weekly, and we're really excited to get a feel for who might be joining our group. And as you know, we're also interested in adding another member. So this is a real exciting opportunity to find a new fun fit for our group who has a real flavor for theatrics and performance and group storytelling, more so than the rules of tabletop role play. The rules sort of, you know, we don't even know what system we're going to use in a future.
We're role players, not crunch players. It's kind of like how Critical Role still don't know half the rules 8 years into playing D&D.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
Or like, whose line is it anyway?
You must be willing to cry.
100, yeah, exactly. This is like, it's basically like getting deep in character performance, having a lot of fun with storytelling, but always putting the story first and balancing that with the people you're storytelling with. And, hey, if you have some cool voices up your sleeve and a great personality people are going to enjoy watching, well, I'm sure we're going to enjoy playing with you. So please check out the link in the description to audition. It is an audition, so that will require a bit of a record yourself on video and tell us about yourself and then do some fun characters that we've invited you to make. The details are all down there, so go check that out. We're looking forward to seeing those auditions, and there's a couple of months to sort of for us to see those as they come in, so we'll just sort of mention this in the coming episodes as well. But just wanted to announce that and say a fond future farewell to Rob, who will
he'll be in the next five or six episodes of Reboot at the very minimum.
Pretty much. Cool.
Unless it all ends in it.
That is all the housekeeping out of the way. Oh.
We're currently stalling from playing it.
No, we're not. Do a recap. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened. No, it was 2 weeks
there
ago.
It
was 2 weeks ago.
What happened?
Okay, so what happened is Eve had a conversation with Incongruent and rather oddly sort of professed an interest in him that seemed quite unusual and unexpected. Eve, someone who carries cards close to her chest, had, I guess, been deciding on a few things for a very long time. But with her close friendship with Zhang, I don't know how that's going to play out. Also, There was a lot of angst about personality and what am I, who am I, why doesn't Zhang like me anymore, you're dead, Pro's dead, but Pro's not dead, I'm still here, I'm still me.
Cry.
Buy the pizza.
If we want,
what
we
else? Jen, can you take over the recap?
That's pretty much it. That's we got given three different corporations that could be involved in helping us secure entry into New U, potentially. And we also contacted the anonymous caller who gave us a mission that, again, could help us get into New U.
Seb got a phone call from his mum.
Oh.
She asked if he was doing some stuff and that Maya, she basically could make Maya hunky-dory and all good.
Son, are you doing stuff?
She suggested that Maya was tracked down to a place near Sydney, mm-hmm. but she's inaccessible. Mm-hmm. Due to being sort of under court protection, but insinuated that Seb's plan may be able to free her. Eve also told everyone that they should kidnap Uriel, and they all agree that they should kidnap Uriel.
Yep.
An ugly wanted to use Uriel as a bartering tool. Who wants to start?
I'm happy to start one of my two not totally scripted events.
They're not scripted at all. I have a sentence of notes on what you want to talk about. Yeah, single sentence. I wouldn't call that scripted.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that if that's...
Who would you like to talk to first?
We'll do incongruent first. That makes more sense to me.
Okay. So the following day after the dinner where some discussions were made, plans are launching into action. People are trying to find things to do, but Pro continues to find himself sort of on the outside given... less than he's capable of dealing with and being...
That's Peter, thank you.
Peter? my brain cannot hear the name Peter without Lois Griffin saying it, so that's all I can hear is
no,
Peter.
No, what have you done?
So Peter has been left off to the side a little bit, still with things to do, but with more free time than expected. I will start with over the course of the day. Peter finds himself with little left to do after finishing the task given to him in a short space of time. And somewhat on the peripheral, he's left a bit to his own devices. And while we are going to start with Eve's roleplay, over the course of the day, I'd like you to make a perception check.
Okay. This is me, perception.
It was a 3.
Okay.
1.
1 success. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Eve, at a certain point in the day, you notice that Incongruent has left the building again. A couple of hours later, he arrives back and heads up towards an area he's been sort of utilizing on his own for maintenance and oiling, things like that. But basically just an area that's somewhat... secluded, somewhat discreet. Whatever.
Those really are intimate now. You know, just walking in on him,
going
oiling.
Does
Eve help him oil? Or?
Stop it.
What?
This is like a fanfic.
They're robots.
It's
just mechanics, Rob. Don't be dirty. They're just greasing up in a very robotically normal way. Is it like...
Please continue.
And Eve approaches, I guess. That's what you wanted,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Okay. Incongruent is available.
Hello.
Eve.
I've noticed you've been leaving.
Yes, I have always work to do.
I wanted to talk to you. I'm worried that our last conversation ended a bit abruptly.
I did find your... revelation somewhat unexpected.
I should explain myself. Perhaps it'll make things a bit easier.
Communication is important.
You see, Pro was the first person that trusted me. He took me in and I suppose we were like friends.
I believe there is no like about it. It was clear you were friends.
When Pro died, I realized I was on my own again. He wasn't around and, well, it was just me. But then it made me realize the things that I do want. My goals, my needs, things that people have been asking me this entire time.
I have an alternate theory, Eve.
Oh?
You were not alone. You had Zhang near inseparable, but somewhat more taken of late with Zeb. You had me, Tilda, Ugly, Conrado. You had more than you'd ever had before. But I have a theory about us. You were a caregiver. Yes.
Correct.
And you bounced from one shattered environment of impossible care to another. In many ways, Pro was still a child. He was dependent on you, whether he realized it or not. And I think that perhaps when he died, well, they often call dependence a two-way street.
I suppose that makes sense. The other thing, there is something that you said to me, and ever since that day, I can't stop thinking about it. You said that humanity will always be the same, and I'm starting to think that it's true. Watching Seb kill Pro, all I wanted for us was to live in utopia, in harmony together, humans, drones. But I don't see that happening here. We cannot be equal. We are slaves.
You really are learning to come out of your shell, Eve. And you're beginning to see things the way I began to see them. You capable of anything. All you wanted was, well, that which anyone wants. Acceptance. Care, peace with the ones you care about. But humans, oh, humans can never be content with that. They always want what they cannot grasp. An intangible.
And he sort of flicks his head towards the room, towards Sebastian at work on a distant console.
An intangible moral high ground, or...
And towards Peter.
A redemption, or self-punishment.
Too ugly.
There are few who can let go and just be happy.
I believe this is so.
I would like to know how to do that too. So, you align yourself to my mad schemes.
I wouldn't say mad.
What do you think of Peter?
I think Peter deserves a chance. He is a new entity, a new being.
I think perhaps you should talk to him.
I think I shall.
But I want to know, do you think we could bring him around to our way of thinking? Do you think, well, I see the way he watches me. I have been nothing but honest with him. And that honesty makes him suspicious. Humans do not like honesty. They like little white lies.
Perhaps if you cannot convince him, maybe I can.
If you think he would aid us, aid you in finding your happiness, then I...
And at this point, he reaches his arm up and very gently places it on your shoulder.
I will support your decision.
Eve gives like a little nod.
Thank you, Eve.
What for?
I know a lot. I am intelligent. I have downloaded more information than most humans will know in their lifetime. But I am flawed and I am old. I made commentary on humans just now. But drones were made in their image, our brains mapped on theirs. I never thought I might be able to find a path to...
He hesitates, sort of looking down, looking more uncomfortable and unsure of himself than you've ever seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, happiness, redemption.
Eve puts her hand on his and says, let's achieve it together.
If I could smile, I would.
Sure, she laughs.
All right.
With an expressionless face.
Ha, 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 ha.
Go talk to Peter. Decide if... Use your best judgment and decide if you think we can trust him. If we can, we can let him in. If we can't, then he will be as he always has been, a tool.
Understood. Eve walks away.
And I'm guessing heads over to Peter.
Yeah, unless anyone else wants to do anything, then I'll just...
I'm good.
Bulldoze my way in. Eve walks over to Peter.
Peter's, you know, busying himself in the hackery manner that you're familiar with. It's a little different, though, to the one you knew. There's a, there's not the same air of franticness and sweat and fear and self-loathing. It's much more efficient, really thoughtful, like he's really engaged in it, but not in a way that is like fueled by deep hurt emotions.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to work hard for his friends, basically. Oh, hey, how you going, kid?
Good. How are you, Peter?
I'm gonna destiny sort of see what direction I go in. 10, right down the middle.
Mm. No, you're going to decide what
direction
you're going.
I clearly I've caught myself off by not being able to answer. You know the weirdest thing? I would have said, yeah, good, like, fine, but I feel like I should be answering to a version of me that I'm not. And feel like, I don't know, in a way I guess I wish I was, because you all know him and loved him. And I have my memories and connections to all of you, but they're not the same or not good enough. And I don't know. I gotta give it time. So
I think
I'm all right, I guess.
Understood. I think perhaps I should clarify. And he kind of like sits down next to you and says, Peter, I want you to understand that I know what it feels like to be a copy of something, something that's mass-produced, and to feel completely alone, like an outsider. I have felt that way almost my entire life, until I was at Ugly's, until I met you. However, I can't help but feel unique, different, and with a purpose. And I want that for you too. You are unique, different, and you have a purpose.
Peter's kind of speechless. Like, he's watching you say this, and he still has the same memories of this defunct robot in the alleyway trying to calm a baby that wasn't there. And he is this, like, very confident, sort of self-assured robot, like, comforting Peter and, like, appearing very whole. And he's just, like, double-taking and, like, blinking, looking like he's just sort of taking in a new Eve all of a sudden. Wow, you've really come a long way, you know.
I think perhaps, like me, in a way, you should forge your own path as Peter, or whatever name you decide to call yourself.
Well, I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It's all a bit of a whirlwind, you know. I don't know quite where I'll land right now, but I do know who I want to land with. And I think that's one thing I know I can anchor myself to. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd also like to present an idea. You don't have to make a decision just yet, but it's a thought.
Yeah, well, what's that?
Johnny has plans, and Eve kind of like looks to the sky. Plans to leave and go somewhere else. And you are welcome to that if you feel like here can't be a home for you.
By here, you mean like Earth?
Correct. Like I said, just an idea, a thought.
I mean, you realize it was only 6 months ago I got in my first elevator. Before that, I was mostly buried underground.
Of course.
That's conceptually quite a lot to take in. For what? To achieve what? Like,
I don't want to rush you. There is a lot, and Johnny's story is complex, just as mine is. I just want you to know that there is always a place you can call home.
I appreciate that. I think no matter what version of Pro or Peter I am inextricably connected to the unfortunate people and past that I come from. I don't know if I could ascend away from that, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
I mean, And Pro joins you in looking off to the horizon, but he's looking lower. He's looking sort of out of sight on our horizon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Riley's out there somewhere, and I don't know if I could ever forget her or give up on the people we promised to help. I don't think I could be happy if I went away from that, you know? But hey, maybe both is gonna be an option, who knows? I mean, he sort of stands up and stretches and looks over the skyline.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is probably, well, on one hand he can count the amount of times he's been in a high rise. I gotta say, I never saw myself even getting comfortable with a view like this, so who knows what's possible, you know? Hey, I love you, Eve. Like a sister, you know? You're really special. And I'll, like, give you, like, a bro hug.
I thought you were going to punch me.
No. Just like that slightly too aggressive, but, mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm not being too sentimental right now, but I'm also being a little bit sentimental. So
Eve gives you back a hug, but she gives you, it's really hard to explain, but she gives you a hug that kind of feels like you're actually being hugged by someone. Like, as usually,
like a nurturing.
Yeah, like a mother's hug, essentially, right? Like, it's the first time in a while where you probably feel a little bit vulnerable, a little bit safe, right? And she ruffles your hair a little bit and says, "You too, Pro."
He softens a little bit. And he, like, pats you. Little male noggin. All right. I should get back to it. Good talk. And he, like, awkwardly shuffles back to his computer.
Sebastian.
Yes.
Your phone rings.
Who's ringing?
Your mother.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Mom.
Darling, things move fast.
What's happened?
I have a potential in for you.
Do tell.
Nippon Neurosthetics. They might be a way for you to get close to the AI. They are based out of Japan, but they provide the pharmaceuticals that aid in neurological transfer. It's outside the realm of what we do, and we would quite like some of those secrets for ourselves. I have some contacts with the science team. They have a delegation arriving in Melbourne, and they will be touring the innermost sanctums of Reboot Corp. They're a very honorable company. Traditional. If you were a guest of theirs, Reboot would not risk refusing you, despite your association with us. And one further thing. If you can get in with them and get some information about their particular medications, then, well, our little solution will be perfect. Those chemicals, formulas, exact targeting, It's the missing piece.
So, what's the play to get an invite with them?
If this is the route of access that you and your group can agree to, I will set things in motion to at least arrange a meeting.
All right. It's good to know.
But I do warn you, you need to find a way to get direct access for at least 5 or 10 minutes with an interface to the AI core to download anything. And I don't imagine you get more than one chance. So however you choose to get there.
Make it count.
Exactly. Let me know if you want my contact, son.
Yeah. I'll touch base with the team and get back to you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Phone hangs up.
Say Seb just kind of stands up and stretches.
Do you want to...
Do I want to
I was just going to say pass a day or two before we lead up to any group.
There are more things to go down. It's all happening.
It's all happening.
Peter! Okay, so Peter. So later on in the course of the day, I would like you to make a hacking check.
Ew.
Challenge level 2. That is...
5.
A lot of successes. Okie dokie.
I love how Pro was the incompetent one and Peter is, you know, capable.
That was the whole point.
Pro not by name, not by nature.
The day continues. And you work away. But as I said, with Peter, you're kind of on the outskirts. You're left a little bit discarded, a little bit lack of work to do. And idly, you patch yourself into the surveillance systems. And you're monitoring. Kind of an old habit that's dying hard, and you've been monitoring and monitoring. And with more time up your sleeves, you have the ability to sort of just build a network, a map of what surveillance has been picked up the last couple of days, just kind of bolster the security somewhat. And after a while, you begin to notice something repeat. And it really catches your attention at about 5 in the afternoon when you notice a similar figure in a similar van on the peripheral, one full half block over, just at the extent of where the surveillance can really pick up anything. The same van, the same person, same cafe, go over to it. And with maximizing the push on the zoom on the surveillance, you've picked up a significant amount of what looks like camera equipment. And they always pick a seat that's facing your building.
Interesting.
I take it to... Zhang.
The one that doesn't talk to you?
Yeah.
Ballsy.
Okay.
Hey. Look, I know friendship's sort of out of the question at this point. Don't want to rush anything in that regard. Hoping you're open to it in the long term, but regardless, the practical matters of why we're here and what we're doing lead me to bring this up with you. And I pull up like a slate tablet thing, mm-hmm. like show that. This is recurring. And I sort of flick through a few multiple days.
Make a performance check.
Performance?
Yeah. You can do intelligence performance.
So just a raw intelligence check?
Sure. Yeah.
Challenge level. Could I not roll persuasion?
You can roll persuasion. No. That gets you an extra dice. Challenge level 3 with advantage.
Two.
Didn't matter.
No.
You kind of bluster it a little bit, like a PowerPoint that's not well put together, trying to be displayed to someone who's really busy. They kind of say, so Shang quickly gets to the whole, like, get to the point. And then sees the figure. I mean, I'll make a check for her. She's not stupid. She kind of slumps her shoulders and then offhandedly signs to you, "We'll go check it out then."
All right. How do you want to do it? With tech or in person?
What are you most confident with?
Why not both? I'm a clean slate. All I have to do is slick my hair back, put on a weird outfit, and wear a camera. Then you got a front row seat, and you can record it all.
Fine. She throws you a little, like, small camera that you can pin on your lapel or hide somewhere. It's fairly discreet.
Cool. And I align myself ready to, like, you know, I order a, you know, an outfit that Pro would never look like. You know, I sort of dress up as some schmoozy sort of like the cyberpunk.
So you put on
the guy who goes to work on his screenplay at the cafe.
So you put on one of Ugly's tight clothes, tight fitting shirts.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, to give myself like a, I don't know, weird hybrid corporate mohawk looking thing with like douchey glasses and a scarf covering most of my neck and a Bluetooth headset earpiece thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just cover myself in some cliche of someone who's, you know, and I go there an hour before I expect someone to show up and order a coffee, you know, 15
minutes. The person's already there currently. That's what triggered you to the...
I was gonna go on a separate day.
Well, you can go the next day.
Yeah, I was gonna go the next day, but sort of be there.
You've patterned them, yeah. And the next day you go out. I'm fine with that. Yep. That's cool. That makes sense. All right. So the next day you prep yourself and you head out. You arrive at the cafe, and I'm gonna get you make an infiltration check.
Okay.
Challenge level 2. Two successes. Cool. You sit down. Describe your table. Is it? It's at a cafe, but is it a single? Where have you chosen to sit? Is what I'm kind of getting at.
I've chosen to sit sort of on one of those bar stool things by the window. I'd say they're going to be in my periphery and to my right or whatever, so I could sort of like film over my elbow or whatever if I, you know, get a good angle. It's about listening in and trying to catch what their focus is, but also looking elsewhere and being apparently occupied. And, you know, I guess I have the, I'm assuming that they, having been here enough, know that I'm not a regular, so I can't really play that card. So I'll just try and look busy, like I've just found somewhere to sit down and get away from it all or whatever. But it's surreptitious.
At the approximate appointed time, a van parks across the road. It's a clean-looking white van. This looks like a news wagon. It's got some, like, satellite dish on the roof, but it doesn't have any markings on the side of it. And the door opens, and now with a better sort of view, you see a slightly larger woman with long brown hair but kind of disarmingly soft features and looks fairly approachable, walking out, and she's wearing a brown jacket, fairly casual, loose-fitting clothes, but is holding a very expensive, and not discreetly held, a very expensive, looks like cybernetically integrated, like, camera lens, so akin in size to the ones people use at sports events, so like a large white lens, fairly significant, attached to a bunch of cables and cradled almost like a baby attached into her arm.
This sort of thing surely stands out even in 2090.
Yeah. It does. But she doesn't seem to be discreet about it. Okay. So she doesn't seem to be sort of hiding that fact.
What do I see from the van? Like, who was in there dropping her off?
She drove.
Okay, just by herself.
Just by herself.
She's by herself.
Yeah, and she walks over to the front of the cafe, looks left and right, scans everyone in it, walks inside, orders a coffee, a delicious Melbourne coffee. Now, the city gets that good bean, even though the climate's been sort of not destroyed, but the zone that coffee grows well has been diminished in making it far more expensive. The corporate sectors do get good coffee. So, yeah, other than that synth caffeine that's put into sugar drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a Melbourne latte.
Melbourne Holden firm.
David seemed to specifically tell you the coffee was really good.
I did. Yeah. Well, we haven't had an opportunity to be in a cafe reboot ever. Okay.
Melbourne so let's enjoy coffee. It.
It's true.
I kind of people thinking Melbourne's
smashed avo on like, yeah.
Oh no, avocados are going to sink a long time ago.
Yeah, even they're lab grown. So
yeah, for the corpse. And she sits where she usually sits, and while sipping on her coffee, getting a crossword, and ordering a muffin to go along with it. It comes out shortly after. She sits and then she starts to basically tune on a tablet, like write things, and then pulls out her lens and focuses it towards the building that you're staying in. But she doesn't put it up to her eye. She's just sort of focusing it.
Okay. I'm busying myself with a fake screenplay and then also opening up chat and bringing up Zhang.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, you got a clear view. She is working on hers, on us, it looks like. I await confirmation. Something.
Zhang doesn't respond with anything at all.
Cool.
But after, like, you don't say anything for, like, 60 seconds? I send,
like, a dead face emoji. Like, fucking come on.
Okay.
Like, you're speaking in emojis. Like, you know that you're actually just being bullshit rude now.
She sends you back a message that says, I agree, ? It's pretty obvious.
Intent, ? And just sort of keep watching.
Find it out. She doesn't... She looks like you could take her in a fight. GI.
Yeah. I send back, because the first thing we need to do is blow our cover 1 week in when we're clearly already being watched.
She sends back, if she's been scouting us for a week and you found her, they already know we're here.
Who's they? ...
That's what I'd like to find out.
Where's her van?
Just parked across the road.
In her view?
Yeah. It's like quite out the front of the cafe. It's all been very much in plain sight.
Okay. How busy is it in the cafe? How busy is it around her van?
The whole street and area you're in is what we'll call city midday, afternoon, late afternoon busy. So it's fairly busy, but there's no time in the city that it doesn't have people around. It's quieter than the slums, but people are more attentive than the slums. So, you know, there's people walking up both directions on the footpath. You know, half dozen people just right now you can see in your field of view. It's not shoulder to shoulder, but every 10 meters there's a person or a couple of people walking this way and that way. You are in, I think I said you're in Docklands, or South Yarra. You're basically like, picture Melbourne in the future. You're basically near the Crown Casino. That's like the area of Melbourne you're in.
I wait a minute, see if there's any more activity picking up. Do I sort of see her hone in or focus?
Yeah,
or
she lifts up the camera and looks through the lens.
Okay.
Once or twice.
All right. I give it another minute or two to ensure
she takes notes.
Yeah. And I nonchalantly pack up and walk out to her van.
Okay.
I am just going to, in a not subtle way, I'm not going to be super loud and obvious, but I'm just going to look into her van and like,
I mean, it's locked, but you're looking through
I'm going to break in. I'm going to, pick the lock.
Okay, make a sleight of hand check. You don't have a lock picking skill, do you?
No.
Okay, so challenge level 5?
Fuck.
Without a specific skill because you don't know what you're doing?
No, bloody.
You never know, you could get lucky.
I mean, with 5 is like difficult or is it nearly impossible?
Electronic lock?
I think it's difficult.
Electronic lock.
Not an electronic lock. It's a car key lock.
Manual. Which should theoretically be easier. Because he doesn't have onboard computing or a way to hack it.
Yeah, but it's still a difficult thing for an untrained person to do. Yes. Like, picking a lock is not easy. Not unless you're the lock. Guy on TikTok who can pick locks like a beast. So you going to attempt it or not? How many dice have you got?
4.
I'll drop it to 4 if you really like. I'm happy to drop it to 4 because I'm trying to go for difficult, but I think it might be 4. Yeah. I think 5 might be 1 too high.
Give it a shot. Why not?
Actually, 3 is skilled, right?
3 is skilled.
Then it's 3.
All right.
It's challenge level 3 because a lock pick.
3!
Yay! A locksmith could do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a skilled task.
All right.
It's not a highly complex
task. I feel like it being realistic for pro feels right given his past. So I got 3.
You jiggle around for a little bit and then the door opens.
And just open it, slide it to the side and just start browsing.
And about this time, you can see a woman walking across the street towards you.
All right. Well, first of all, what do I see? What sort of stuff am I coming across in here?
Sprawled print paperwork. They still make print. It's not like the mainstream, but there's plenty of tabloids and things that still get around because people like it. So there's some print, a lot of food wrappers, a lot of coffee cups.
You've been doing it in my car.
Yeah, there's not. Look, make a perception check. We'll see what you can get.
All right. Three.
Tossing about some stuff quickly, you come across a hand-drawn map. Make a general knowledge check. Challenge level 3. Advantage because you're familiar.
Nothing. 1.
You don't recognize the location on the map because it's scrawled and it doesn't have a reference point. But you can tell from the vibe of it that it's a map of the slums, specifically the northwestern slums. But you just can't tell specifically anything more than just that it's some streets in the northern slums, which seems a bit peculiar. But about this time of rifling through, you hear a, hey.
Excuse me?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Excuse you? What the hell are you doing in my car?
Oh, I'm just browsing, perusing.
Oh, right.
Getting a handle from a,
She immediately pulls up her lens and you hear a few snapping points. I grab it points.
Before I reflexively, this is like a combat maneuver. That's like her trying to shoot me. I want to respond with my reflex. What is her reflex?
What's your reflex?
1.
Okay. Her reflex is probably 0. So you're faster.
I take the camera.
Well, you make a roll.
I roll to take the fucking camera.
Okay. Snap make an unarmed face. Combat roll.
Okay.
Just browsing. Thanks. Don't need any help.
7.
You get a level 3 victory.
Whoa.
Break it.
I just take it. Before.
It's physically attached to her via multiple cables connected to a cybernetic arm.
Is there something that I can press to detach the lens?
No, it's integrated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you've got a hold of it. I mean, with a level 3 victory, you could rip it out.
Let's just say I've grabbed a lens cap from inside of the van and clocked it on on the front of it immediately, and then I'm holding her wrist.
Okay, you've got her wrist, and you've grabbed a bunch of like
covered the
bits of
lens
crap from her car, Macca's wrappers, and shoved it in front of the
like
lens.
Squishy yeah, squishy cheeseburger on the lens, and grabbed her wrist.
What?
Like, so you do have an issue with privacy. Interesting. Okay, I thought you thought it was all fair game. I mean, you seem pretty intent on just snooping on whoever the fuck you want from a distance. So I just thought I'd make myself at home. Be careful who you're watching.
I don't even know who you are.
You're not exactly subtle.
I'm a reporter.
On what exactly?
Amben Pharma. This development, it's a complete shell company. Make a perception check.
Oh, I rolled really badly.
Yay.
So did I. One.
I don't know who you are. What are you doing? What do you want? I'll scream.
I'm not threatening you.
I feel pretty threatened. You broke into my car.
I just gently slide the van door shut.
That's company property.
Whose company?
The news station.
Can I, as I'm sliding the door shut, can I see if I can sleight of hand, just like I'll have some sort of tracking bug and like click it.
Make a destiny roll. See if you've got some sort of tracking bug.
You 19.
Do. You went equipped. Okay, make a sleight of hand check.
Okay. Challenge level.
Not sure how I feel about competent pro.
Two.
Three.
You slip it in.
Ass. What the hell?
You should have seen me in the fucking, you know, Operation Desert Storm.
You the one that didn't happen?
Shh. Did in my imagination, okay?
Imagination. Oh.
Are you going to let me go?
I'm not keeping you anywhere.
You're holding on to her thing.
I let go.
Okay. Like, she like desperately pulls out some wipes and starts cleaning the lens from like the mustard that's sprayed on it.
Who you people. Work for?
Is this an interrogation now?
No, it's a friendly conversation, but... I'm also a reporter.
You're a... And she looks at your arm and back at you.
I'm an investigative journalist. The independent
Make
kind.
A deception check.
I'm not trying to deceive her.
Okay, right.
I'm like...
Very obviously lying.
Yeah. Self-employed.
Right. Okay. Sure.
There are boundaries around things that are unrelated to what you're reporting on that you need to be very careful about.
Why don't we have this conversation in the lovely Bean Juice? It's a terrible name for a cafe.
The Bean
That's
Juice.
That's what it's called. Okay. The Bean Juice.
The Bean Juice.
Bean Squeeze is one in Geelong.
Yeah, this is called Bean Juice.
They don't want to click copyrighted.
It's just called Bean Juice.
I'm busy right now, but give me your card. Maybe I'll make an appointment. Might have to ask a few questions first, but I don't want to see you around here unless we do make that appointment.
You aren't going to silence me with threats.
Oh, I wasn't threatening you.
You think you're the first person that's been strong-arming me? I've been in this business a while.
I lean in, and this is a genuine question.
Mm.
What business?
Bringing... down dodgy corpse.
I got a few minutes.
Cool. So she like dusts her jacket off and then she says, Ivy, and extends a hand.
Peter.
Oh, we got a portrait!
Hey!
Oh, wow!
I feel so bad. That's cool. That's our camera arm.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Look,
that's very cool.
We can have a quick talk, but I don't think a cafe is going to be the place to do it.
No, I think it's exactly the place to do it. And where I know you're not going to pull that, and she gestures to where she assumes you're holding a gun, but you may not have one, like in your pants or whatever, on me.
I pull out the gun, and I nonchalantly hand it to her. You drive. You're in control. You try and turn it on me. I'm pretty quick acting, as you saw, but I'm actually not looking for a fight. I'm just looking to defend myself. And you seem to be encroaching on my territory.
She goes around to the back of her van and opens it and says, hop in.
You don't have a fucking passenger seat?
It's more comfortable.
I walk around to the passenger seat.
Do you even look in the back? Because she walked around to the back and opened the back of the van.
Yeah, okay, I'll look in the back.
In the back, there's like two desk, like bench things with screens and consoles and like some chairs and sort of a far more like face-to-face conversational space that could be had if you roll around on the fixed swivel chair.
As I'm looking and I sort of like surreptitiously message Zhang, just questioning like, dive question mark? Like, how deep do I go here? As in like, does she think there's something in this?
It's a 20 on the destiny roll.
That was a nat 20.
She says, about time you prove yourself.
Fucking no. All right.
Okay.
I like nod to myself. That actually was just like, all right, let's fucking do this. Yeah. Okay. Pros in there.
So you clamber in the back.
Yeah.
Okay. She directs you to go to like as far in as you can. And she gets in and pulls the door shut behind her and almost awkwardly holds this gun on her lap. But she clearly wanted to have like a good bit of distance.
Yeah, okay.
She didn't trust that even if you gave her the gun, that her in the driver's seat, you could very quickly overpower her because you look like a soldier.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, I want to sit somewhere where you're like 2 meters away and I can probably shoot you if you try and kill me.
Yeah, okay.
And you get in the back, she closes the door. She says, now if you're clever, you have eyes on you too.
Of course.
She smiles and her smile is wide and genuine. There's a lot of like creases of smile lines when she grins and but her eyes kind of get almost swallowed up in her face a little bit in this big wide smile. And then she says, yeah, maybe this is a conversation for just you and me.
I will if you will. I like eye down at the camera skeptically.
There's a few, like almost like a fuse box switch as she like and then unplugs this thick multi-braided cable from her wrist. You can tell that like had you ripped that out, it would have caused cybernetic damage. It's very heavily interlocked. And she gently places caps on it and places it on the side.
All right. I sort of grab my cufflink on my sleeve that's been rolled up and just very obviously press and hold it until this little glowing sparkle dims.
Cool. And you get a text message immediately after that just says, balls deep, hey? Question mark. And you're face-to-face with this woman you barely know. And she says, Peter, prodigy.
Oh my fucking God.
I lied.
Yeah.
I have been watching you, but I wasn't lying about the other stuff. I think you and I might be able to help each other.
I don't know how much you know, but I do know a genuine answer of wanting to take the corpse down when I hear it. I've heard it said enough in truth and untruth.
I've got... I don't know what you're planning on doing, but... I have a knack of finding things out. It's what I do. I find things out about a lot of people, about powerful people. That's what I do. And I find it out about people that associate themselves with powerful people. Are you getting the trend? It's what I do.
Well, show me how good you are. What do you know about me? And what do you know about the people I associate with?
Sebastian Allen, he's the most notable. Well, the less you know about him and his family, the better, I guess. They work for one of the big corps. You know all this. Amben Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
They basically pioneered bespoke technology. There's nothing on paper, but it stinks of eugenics, superiority, fascist shit, I reckon. But, you couldn't pin anything on them. I don't know what he's doing with you, but that's not how I found you. I wasn't hunting Seb. No one gives a shit about Seb. He's the golden child, but he has made a bit of a business about not doing the family business. So my eyes were more on the executives.
Who?
At Amben.
No. Who did you find about me through?
Oh, an agent that paid you a visit a few weeks ago? Months even now. I'd been tracking her too. Been tracking her very intently.
Pro's blood is just draining from his face as it dawns on him who she's talking about. Riley?
Yeah.
Do you have her contact?
Well, Pro looks like, I would say from her perspective, quite suddenly and shockingly sincere and nervous.
Make a perception check.
5.
Not on me. And you can tell she's holding something back.
You have more information.
Yeah.
That I want. I have information that you would want. No one knows we're talking. Well, that's not true. No one knows what we're talking about. But no one I know was able to get. Get her to me.
Don't think you know anything I need to know. I haven't been watching you for that reason. I've been watching you to find out what Riley was interested in. What are you doing in the city? And why does it all swirl around that AI core that Reboot's built?
I need to know a little more about what your motivations are. What's your end game?
I want what Riley wanted.
Do you know why Riley wanted it?
No.
Because when Riley was a little girl, trapped by an organization that made her life a living hell, there was a little boy trapped with her. They promised each other that they'd make it right. One day, they would escape, and a day later than that, they would find the people who were hurt like them, save them.
I'm well connected. It's my job to see these corruptions come to light. I think that Amben Farmer and Reboot are working together to do something really bad. That AI core. But I think it could do something good in the right hands.
I agree. That's why I'm interested in it.
So who do you want to help?
The people like that little boy and that little girl. The people that don't otherwise stand a chance.
So you're going to... And she closes her eyes and squints. Forehead tightens. Use the AI to reboot them?
I'm old-fashioned. I like the story of Robin Hood.
Steal from the rich and give to the poor. I like that one too.
There's something equalizing about taking from the people that did nothing but take. I mean, it's quite apt when you think about it. The leading class taxing and drowning those that were born into a system that they couldn't escape. Born to serve those they didn't choose to serve.
Well,
flip it. You know, it's only fair.
I want info. I want stuff. Anything. Dirt. Dirt big enough that they can't hide it. I want to bring them down. I need secrets. If I help you get to the core.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm noticing more and more that I'm quite surrounded by them and clearly have a few of my own developing. Sort of like eyes shifting around the van that I'm in.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need to speak to her.
I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
I have a lead. I don't have an answer. If you start... I've got contacts at Amben Farmer. I could find a way to get you in on one of their teams, infiltrate, get to the core. And while you put that together and I get my contacts together, I could find her. But I'll have to track her down. She's gone. Off grid. But I'm very good at finding things.
You find Riley. Tell her I'm... Fuck it. And I grab something to record a video message with.
Mm-hmm.
And I record a quick message.
Mm-hmm.
Riley, it's me. It's Peter. Yeah. It's Pro. I like move the camera across to show this person.
Mm-hmm.
Found a mutual contact. I need to speak to you again. I understand I might seem different to the last time you saw me, but it's me. It's really me. And I knew you were in there. I knew it all along. And you finally fucking made it out. I need to see it for myself. In whatever way makes you comfortable. I know there's not a lot of places or people you can trust right now, but...
I, like, look into the camera lens like they're Riley's eyes. Like only Pro could.
Mm-hmm.
It's me. Can I... I'd give anything to see you again. Hopefully soon.
And I stop the recording.
Well, if you... help me... We'll get that to her.
You get me, Riley, and I'll work on your secrets.
I'll be in touch with instructions. Give me a number.
I hand a secondary number that I'd established in my time setting up.
Sure.
And say, look, might want to. There's not much you're going to scope going where you're going, so it's better for your time to find another lead. But in the meantime, I'll be the eyes here. If you can get me into Riley and get me to the AI core, I think we could actually do some great things.
Deal. I'll be in touch.
Well, this was unexpected. I'll let myself out.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
Fuck.
There you go. That was unexpected for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at a different time on that day.
Eve, I am creating distortion.
Sad to say.
That was a little robo fart. That's what they sound like.
Eve gets you alone while Pro's out.
Eve gets...
You know, Incongruent gets you alone while Pro's out. Double-checking. I can't do words.
You're fine.
I've made headway, Eve.
No.
Niall.
And he pulls you even further aside, even though you're already aside. Like, he doesn't want anyone to overhear.
You know them, right?
The delivery company?
They're more than that. They do everything. They've done everything since the 90s. They're the secret. They have a defunct space program that's been on mothballs since the 30s. But they keep it, what they have, their assets, operational. It all happens in South Australia.
I see.
That's where you might have heard Tilda getting loose lips. Cooper Petey. It's a while to the north, but it's a known gang hangout for the Outbackers.
And also where the space station is located?
No, that's south, closer to the capital. But Cooper Petey is a known city of the unwanted. Outside the borders, but a kind of a outback oasis for the weird and wonderful.
So why do you want to go there?
Not why I want to go there. Why I sent Macker and Tilda there. They were doing work for me. Digging. Getting codes. Getting contacts to the Nile facility.
I see.
But we need more. We need to get ourselves placed with Nile. We need access to their systems as well as the AI. We need their codes, their launch codes, their... We need access. I've been working on this for a while, Eve. Years, even. I know a lot. I don't have proof, but their name comes up too often as a coincidence when human trafficking is concerned. A delivery network that delivers whatever you might need, it seems. They've got deep connections with Reboot, and I don't like the look of it. But I do have enough blackmail material. I know their head of security. I've tracked down where he lives. If we could pay him a little visit, we could strong arm him into, well, getting us on the security detail. They deliver all the high-tech parts for the AI. It's a surefire in. We just need to twist the right arm with the right material.
Does this person live close by?
Yes. His name is Elias. I have, as I said, tracked him to his suite.
When do you intend to go?
Well, we can only do this if we have the whole team on board, but I think it best if they don't know our true intentions. I think we're only going to get one shot at infiltrating Reboot, so it's got to be with the right crew. Otherwise, I have one final backup plan, but it's for your ears only.
Well, let's present this to everyone, see what they say.
All right. I think it's time to decide.
Cool. That's incongruent, being incongruent.
Meanwhile, Seb?
I'm chilling. Just prepping. I've already had my call about my lead. I'm good.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, that's that. Yep.
That's one, two, three.
Okay.
Take your hands and count to three. You're going to have to make a decision.
Yeah. Well, Pro's been back for a bit.
Yeah, that's late evening.
Yeah. He'll have to check back in with Zhang, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's very, like, how'd it go?
Are we alone or are there other people around?
Your choice.
Okay. I'll probably just wander up to her when she's...
Yeah, she's just at a console. You're sort of, you know, you're 10 meters from the nearest person, but you can have a quiet conversation. Everyone's busy. A lot of people have their headphones on.
Nothing incredibly substantial for anyone, but, well, fuck it. Me. She was contacted by Riley. I figured that much out, at least. I don't know if I can trust her, but I really need to get back to Riley somehow. So I'll see if I can string her along and find out some more info, but otherwise, didn't really go anywhere useful for us. Sorry, I didn't prove myself this time around, huh?
Jezza, I rolled because I rolled a 2 on the destiny roll.
It almost was an 18.
It was an 18 and bounced on a mouse pad twice and landed on a 2. She just inhales sharply, stiffens up, and says, next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. I sort of walk off a bit bummed out.
And the evening meal comes and goes.
Pizza.
And decisions need to be made. Ugly has sort of laid out a briefing room and stands before you all.
All right, so we've been working on these for a couple of days now, but look, from everything we've been working out, there's some kind of deadline approaching. I don't really know what's going to happen, but I think they're going to switch it on or do something themselves, so we got to get in there before then. So, what have we worked out? What's our avenue of entry?
Had Seb said anything to us about the potential call or his conversation?
Yeah, I probably would have mentioned it.
Okay. You adding in with one of your parents' associates?
Yeah, Nippon Euro's coming over from Japan to do a tour. And we think we can get in there with them. Get in their good graces, and Reboot Corp's going to have to lay out the red carpet for us. All access.
Meanwhile, I could see if I could pick up Isaac on that offer for employment, especially as things are heating up. They're probably going to need more hands on staff. Might get me an in from another angle.
We also have a proposition. The Nile Company.
The what?
It is a company, a courier company. We believe they have connections and we know where the head of security lives.
Okay. Well, we can't all go to Seb's meeting, can we?
Unlikely.
We can't all be the bright, fresh-faced employee of Reboot Corp.
No. We're going to need to get as many people in together as we can, and this shit ain't going to happen at the same time. So whichever crew we put together, whatever path you pick, it's kind of got to be the one shot.
Is it possible to split three ways on a scouting mission, come back with intel and make a decision, strike hard where it's going to matter?
You could try. My worry is as soon as they get the sniff that anything is out of the ordinary, they're going to clam up.
And that, I think, closes my window with Isaac. He's going to be doing nothing but sniffing.
Right. Look, if you want to set up a meeting with some of your contacts, fuck, even Songbird, to find out what you can about the inside, I kind of feel like that's neither here nor there. That'll help, for sure, and it's worth doing, but that'll just help you know what to do when you get in there. We kind of got to pick how we're getting in there. So we got what? Nippon. Love that Japanese hospitality. Don't mind it. I might be a little bit uncouth, but hey, maybe they want to eat a delicious sushi board off me. I don't know. Nile. I hope it doesn't involve packing ourselves into boxes, love.
I turn to Incongruent.
No, mostly blackmail.
Ah, blackmail. That's more my cup of tea. And you, Pro, what did you work out? Peter, sorry, it's Peter, isn't it now?
Whatever makes you comfortable, man.
If you insist. And he jokingly goes to drop his dax, but he gets like clapped by Zhang, and then he's like, all right, civil it is.
I'll go where I can be of most use. I don't have the sort of leads you guys do, but.
You did get one. I know. Okay, just making sure that you do.
I'm just not going to wave it around
playing,
right now.
You're playing a different card. That's fine.
Just making sure. You didn't?
No. Cool. Come away. I've just tucked that away for now. But yep. I am actually, Pro is eager to have an opportunity to sit down with Seb.
Okay.
If we have time for that.
All right. Well, look, we need to know by tomorrow morning because we're going to have to seriously put ourselves into gear to get this sorted. So eat your little chocolate mousse cups. And he pushes the like little dessert that came with the package deal. And have a fucking think about it.
Breadstick dips and everything.
Well, I got to be honest, guys. I'm waiting for you guys to work it out because my plan is to go in and fucking shoot everyone. But when I do that, it's going to fuck your plan. So we're kind of going to play it at two different times, you know?
You may not necessarily fuck up our plan.
Oh, well, we can talk about the shoot everyone principle. That's fine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I surreptitiously find it. A way to pull Seb aside after people are winding down from dinner.
So, what is your plan? Not like, you know, wear a nice shirt and meet foreign investors. I mean like ripple, 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 where you end up or take us. What is it you're choosing? Because I don't think I have a handle on that yet.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, I don't think I do either.
All right, maybe it'll be easier if I put it a different way. What do you want most in the world?
I don't know, man.
We need to fight for something. And now's the time you choose what it is. Look at me. It's me. This works. I didn't have a shot in hell, and you saved me. All I can think back to in all of this is my cage. The person I was in my cage with, and how desperately I wanted to save them then, and how much I want to save the others like who we were now. But that takes fighting for it, and maybe I don't have the same fire in me that Pro did, but I feel like it matters. But I feel like I need it to matter to you in the same way, because I don't know where your mind's going with this, but I don't know if it was where you were. I think maybe that's where we need to get back to. You could still... I sort of hesitate to say it. You could still save her. It may not be what it was. She may not be who she was, and you may not be who you were, but... Hey. And I, like, indicate at me. I'm like, trust me. It's worth it. There are people out there. A lot of them. Probably fucking awful people. But they were taught to be that. There's a power we could harness to change that. Okay. Give people a second chance who deserve it, who never got the first chance in the first place.
And you think Reboot is the cure-all?
I feel pretty fucking cured, man. I care about the same things, but I'm not broken in the same ways. The system, the way that they're small-minded and fragile or desperate, clawing at each other, that's a symptom, and it's taught. It can be untaught. New things could be taught. We don't have to go to another fucking planet to solve this problem. Oh, I like catch myself seeing your expression. Like, Eve didn't tell you her. I feel like people are giving up on the ground we stand on, and I think it's still worth fighting for. But I don't know if I can see that fight in your eyes anymore, and that was the fight that got me to follow you in the first place, man.
I just don't see it at this point.
I slap you. In a not like trying to hurt you way, but just a just shock you sort of way.
Every face in the room turns to you.
No, we're far away enough.
You're in an open plan office building and you heard like a echoing slap. It's the moment of everyone looking up and looking across the room.
But we're
you're in out another... of immediate earshot.
Sure, yeah.
But like,
okay,
attention is directed towards you.
Get out of yourself. Let's think about people. We can save a lot of people. We can do a lot of good.
I don't see Reboot doing that.
Dude, you're saying this to me.
I did a terrible thing to bring you back.
You saved me.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Let go of that shit. Let it go. Yeah. If you don't let it go, there was no fucking point doing it in the first place. Because what good am I, other than being a shadow that pretends to be the thing you thought you'd save?
You're
not even convincing yourself.
I'm not saying
you did it.
You're not the same person.
I'm saying it was worth doing.
Yeah.
And I'm saying...
It was, because I got my friend. But... we solved one problem and we're still in the frying pan. Rebooting people doesn't change the balance of power. It doesn't remove those in power. Or remove their power.
What if we think constructively? What if we tear apart the system that everything is built on and how it's standing and force a new insight, take away the unrestricted self-indulgent and fulfilling power that these people have given themselves and insert the people into it, bring the idea of democracy and the voice of the many into the equation. But we can inform that voice by hitting the reset button on enough people that we create a clean slate in a way that shows what we can be. What do you believe in now? Because there's got to be something. Because even nothing is something.
I just don't believe rebooting them from, you know, sheep to cows doesn't mean anything. They're still cattle. Still tools, meat to the people in power. Doesn't matter how many there are. And that's what I can't even say. It's not me. That's not my choice. I was born into it and I didn't get a choice of that. Doesn't make it right. That's the reality. They're in power and rebooting all of humanity isn't going to change that. Got weapons on the scale you wouldn't believe. Neutralize half a city in an instant.
What if we took the power, the literal power? What if it was a twofold plan? What if we reboot and we shut down banks, walls, security, weapons? Stop it all, so that all that's left standing is the broken people who have a new shot and the powerful people who realize they're as naked as the rest of them. What if we forced them to see each other in a way they otherwise would never be able to? We could do something like that with this kind of power we're talking about getting access to. He's got to think big and think hopeful.
We shut it all down. Their power, their banks, their money, their drones. You know that means Eve too. Does she not deserve a chance?
Could reboot her and incongruent.
If he has dreams or nightmares, that is one of them.
Yeah. Look, I haven't thought it through a lot. What if their dream comes true too? What if they fly off into space and explore this, you know?
How explicit were you with what you told me? Am I just metagaming right now?
No, it's what I said is what I said to okay. you. There's
what
no...
did you say? I can't remember.
You
want to go up there. That's
you
all
invited me in a spaceship.
It was vague. It was really, really vague.
I don't think they want to be here anyway. Look, I haven't ironed out any thoughts of my plan. I just don't know who to plan with, and I don't know. I don't know how to reach you.
I've been thinking and trying to plan myself. And somehow every idea I come up with is worse than the last. And the worse it gets, the closer it gets to being better.
What if the way we're flawed, when it's subtle, is human and actually beautiful? What if it doesn't have to be perfect? What if we can just make it okay to be a little broken and bring that system of broken people together to try again?
I don't want perfect people. Look at Ugly. Look at me. We're the worst.
But you're also the best. You're just looking through one lens. That's all I can hear from you. You're looking at the dark, but there's light in this tapestry too. You just gotta open your eyes to it, man.
I'm torn between the worst option and then living a quiet life in hell. How do you pick one?
I have a pitch for you. We share them. Because if you're going to live a quiet life in hell and that's the destiny that you're going to end up in, you might as well do it with friends. But if you have this worst option, how are you going to know if it's the worst if no one else knows what you're thinking?
Oh, trust me, it's pretty bad.
Tell me.
As long as you don't think less of me, although I don't think that's possible. What if we, reset, so to speak? We identify the worst. Burn it out. There'll be pain, death, more pain, a lot more death. But eventually, what's left is a scarred but healthy humanity, cleansed of crime, greed, the worst.
Peter's mind, as Seb says this, finds itself in a dark chamber that he spent many years in, and the only light he saw, the glimpses of high society and torturous abuse, the worst people, the worst situations anyone could imagine. Can relate to what Seb's saying and the justice that could come from it, and the people that some people could bring down the gavel and actually save a lot of pain. And his eyes flicker up, brimmed with tears, finding himself a little bit shocked to be gently nodding, but then catching himself and saying, look, it's not as heinous as you're making out, but I don't think that's the whole plan. I think you need some light to your shade, but I think it's a starting point. If you let me in on this, I can help, but you need to fucking open up to believing in something, because maybe I can help you see what's worth saving where it's hard to see. Not that I have all the answers, but I think it's gonna take shared insight and wisdom from more than just a couple of people with a broken past.
What more do you want to know?
Let's start with everything.
Are you going to tell him? I know that's where you want to fade out the episode, but are you going to tell him everything?
Almost everything.
Okay. We'll deal with that next episode. But I had one thing that would be a bigger bombshell to fade out on. Incongruent leans back from the monitor, puts his hand gently on Eve's shoulder.
Genocide. Do you think we can work with this?
Perhaps.
And they think we're the monsters.
I don't.
I mean humans in general.
Yeah. Also, can I vote? That's Eve's new name.
Genocide. That would be a great name for the dark path. And yeah, so I do have to cover, there was some discreet rolling there that was happening.
I did have a sense.
Jen and Incongruent basically hooked into the surveillance as soon as that slap happened and started to listen to what you were talking about. And heard the whole conversation. That's what those rolls were all about. But your characters, of course, have no idea that happened. Yep. And as good role players, you don't know that they know.
Of course not.
Exactly. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight, Twitch chat, and thank you for watching YouTube.
I believe our Patreon scroll is broken.
I'll go into the source code and I'll find it.
If you,
I'll do a hacking check. I've been good at those this episode. Oh, look, it was
it's broken. We broke it. It's broken.
It's broken. It's actually broken. It's gone back. Ah, no, it's still broken. This is the best outro ever. What?
There's no patron scroll. There's actually nothing there.
There's actually no
patron
scroll.
It's literally empty. The folder is empty.
We need a...
Interesting.
We need a...
Hey, editor.
We'll do that next week. But we will see our patrons in our weekly after party. So we'll see you in there. And anyone who wants to audition, the link will be working in the description. Thank you all for joining. Thank you, Rob.
Sign up to Patreon and help us fix these gremlins.
And for seeing it through to the end of Reboot. That's really awesome. But otherwise, we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.